Gary, after my maiden voyage at F1, 3 days in Miami, I'm at this place. If they ask me to go to any other events, I'm going to be like, F that.
She's hooked.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the L. Duncan Show with Gary Strieske as we wrap up this wild weekend from Miami. Gary, you warned me.
It wasn't a warning. It was like a get ready in the best way possible.
Yeah. I have been to many a sporting event. We're lucky enough that we've been doing this for a long time, and we've been to Super Bowls and national championships and NBA Finals and women's basketball national championships, and we've pretty much covered it all.
Correct.
Derbies and races and this. I've never quite experienced anything exactly like Formula One Miami. Just the combination of fashion, luxury.
Correct.
And, oh, yeah, there's a little sporting that happens
here
as well.
There's a sporting event that's, like, sandwiched in between, and it's obviously the last thing that we do on this four-day marathon of the glitz and the glamour and the pomp and the circumstance and the A-listers there and A-listers over here. So now that we've come to the culmination of it, what's been, like, the biggest holy moment of the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure the hot lap that I did was really dope. And also, like, a shout out to Gary as well. You know, I'm one of those people that always wants to keep it real. I am clearly no expert at motorsports. I don't know a ton about Formula One. It's the truth. And I'm one of those people that, instead of trying to pretend like I'm an expert, would much rather ask a lot of questions. And you've done such a great job sort of filling me in.
Sure.
Indoctrinating me into the Formula One way, explaining what all of these things. It's basically like, talk to me like I'm five. And you warned me that the hot lap was going to be truly an incredible experience.
Sick.
I have done NASCAR before, sort of that racing experience. And as I'm getting into the car, shout out to Dirk from Ford, who put me in a nice Mustang.
And he warned you. Dirk
And he warned me. He goes, have you ever done anything like this before? I was like, I did like a NASCAR experience. He was like, this is way f***ing better. And we took off. And it was bananas.
And we have appreciation for athletes of every single sport, right? And I've always appreciated drivers because of what they have to put their bodies through. And what you experienced, and I went on a hot lap the day before, we're going to have the footage of that, is a fraction, 60% of the G-force, the speeds that these guys experience. Not only that, but they're doing it in traffic.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
You had the AC on and nobody around
you. No one else.
I mean, we had a guy pass me and I was like, was he supposed to do that? And then they started racing like on the back end, because once you get in those cars, man, there's one mindset and it's fast.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
We topped out at like 150 miles per hour.
It's bananas.
They hit like 210 miles per hour in these cars. Absolutely incredible. But I think what's been a really cool part for me too is just the idea that I think that there's this idea with motorsports in general, especially if you're sort of a periphery fan like me, that it's really just about like, all right, who's got the fast car? Who's got the driver with the biggest balls? Like, those are the ones that are winning. And I'm doing my country accent because I am Southern. So when I think of driving, I think of NASCAR.
They just go left. There's 19 turns on this course. There's one, two. There's four on a NASCAR oval, right?
Yeah.
19 of them here. And it's a 3.36-mile track for all the nerds, 59 laps. It's a whole nother world.
It's all about innovation, too,
correct,
right? It's about...
It's an engineering sport.
It's an engineering sport as opposed to just like a, let's get us in some fast cars and see what we can do.
Because all cars are fast.
So what gives you that little advantage in that little... So it's been a super cool experience apart from like, hanging out in the paddock and just sort of watching these A-listers walk by. Tom Brady walked by us one of the first days that we
Damn
were here.
He's not here anymore.
You fangirled a little bit.
You know, you're not supposed to meet your heroes, even though I've had conversations with him, you know, back in our days in New England. And I've always kept an arm distance because it is like, hey, don't meet your heroes. But then, L, I did meet my actual favorite artist.
Of all time.
Ed Sheeran.
Correct.
Joining the program here. And I was like, why am I telling everybody not to meet their heroes? Ed Sheeran's the man.
He was absolutely the nicest guy, super chill. And in fact, we don't have to tell you about that interview.
Yeah, let's just.
We can bring it to you right now. Ed Sheeran joining the L. Duncan Show.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And with that, the L. Duncan Show, so excited to bring in the biggest guest we've ever had, undoubtedly, on this show. Yeah, my guy, Ed Sheeran. Let's go. Objectively.
Come on, Ed.
Hi.
Hey.
Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Fantastic to see you, man.
Yeah. How does the climate here in Miami rival that of Framlingham?
I don't think we ever get heat like this, but you never know with the way the world's going, we might do.
Fair.
Yeah.
What's obviously, you've traveled globally and you have such an affinity to back home, Framlingham. What are some similarities that you like to see from different places that you go?
I mean, each place has, I kind of like, as I travel, it's usually food. So each place has a food that they would always like want. So in Miami, like everywhere I go, people are like, try the Cuban food here, try the Cuban. So I'll always try and do that, basically.
What's your favorite regional food? You know, I got to stick with the food for a second, Gary. What's your favorite like regional food? Like, if I'm going here, I'm getting this and it's my favorite.
I don't know. America's great because it's such a like melting pot of so many cultures. So sometimes you'll get like, I remember going to a place that was like a fusion of Japanese food and Italian because the person was half Japanese, half Italian. So that's why I like America, because it's fusing
Smash
everything. Yeah.
That means there's hope for me because I'm half Korean and half Polish.
Yeah.
So somewhere in there.
That's food that I would like to try.
Hey, so somewhere in there, there's like a cabbage remix that I know I could cook up.
Definitely.
Actually, you were just on the West Coast yesterday during the fundraiser at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. I really like being back in America. It's always I knew I was coming over to do this F1 stuff. So it was nice to go over and do that.
So, okay. I've got to be honest with you, Ed. My guy Gary here is acting as cool as a cucumber. He's fangirling a little bit. You're like his number one. You're like his primo. You're his tops. You're his guy. We were just having this conversation about Ed Sheeran.
All right, Ed. So, of course, we're at ESPN. Been a big fan forever. And everybody that I come across, as far as an icebreaker situation, I always ask them, if you could only choose one artist to listen to, you can only listen to them, whether it's their primary or they're on feature on a track, whatever. But you can only listen to them the rest of your life. And I asked Elle, and her answer was
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Which obviously you can't go wrong. But then I always lead with Ed Sheeran because
you
check every single box. So that said, if you could only listen to one artist the rest of your life, who's Ed Sheeran choosing?
I think it might be Elton John. Like, I know. Wow. Like, I think I find myself going into his discography. There's a lot there. The only other one would be Stevie, because as well, Stevie has a very vast discography, and you can kind of, there's a song for everything.
Correct.
But yeah, I would say Stevie or Elton.
So L. Duncan taking the early lead in the Gary versus L leaderboard with Ed Sheeran.
We love that. Of course, you know, Gary's been watching like a hawk, and we know that you said already that you're not going to release any new music. I'm interested to pick your brain on the parent front, because I know that you also said you've got a, 3.5-year-old and a 2-year-old? I've got a 5 and a 3-year-old. And you said that you play your music for your daughters and they like it. And I've got to be honest with you, Ed. Do you trust their musical? Because my children will surprise me. They'll like Stevie Wonder, and then they'll immediately ask for the Kids Bop version of Stevie Wonder, and I can't trust.
Which is offensive,
any
right?
It's offensive, and I can't trust any of their tastes. So I'm just wondering, how can you trust that they know good music?
I think when they start asking for it, I have one new song that I've been working on I made it last summer, and that's one that my daughter will always ask for. So that's when I'm like, maybe this one's good, because she's like, thinks it's catchy, if that makes sense.
Nice.
But they don't like everything.
And
do they let you know when they don't like everything? What are the tells?
they'll usually ask for Moana.
Do you ever sing it? Make way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, all the words. I'd probably listen to that soundtrack like 7 times a day at least. Yeah.
It's a hell of a soundtrack.
If Disney hits you up for to be a feature on a Disney album, is that something that you would jump at? Not just as an artist, but because you're a dad and your daughters are going to come into that sort of evolution of watching movies like that.
Yeah, I think I'd want to write the soundtrack, but yeah. I would have to be like, it would have to be really good. It would have to, like, what I love about Moana is, like, I think Lin-Manuel is like such a great writer anyway, but he's made a soundtrack that for me rivals like Lion King soundtrack. Whereas there's a lot of animated musicals that are like, all right, but it would have to be like really good.
Speaking of music and doing it yourself, we'll be at your concert later tonight.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's the second time we'll see you at the F1 event. I was real front row in Austin. But when somebody goes to one of your shows for the very first time and sees you mix literally every single beat right there, you mix it, you throw it down, and then obviously you go into the song, like, what's the most visceral reaction you've ever seen from somebody just being amazed that you're putting that together on the spot?
Well, I don't know, because I've actually had to start explaining that I am putting it together on the spot.
You said that in Austin too.
Yeah, I played probably the biggest festival in England, a festival called Glastonbury, and I headlined it, and everyone thought that I was playing to like a backing track.
Yes.
And so since then I've had to explain. So usually the reaction is quite muted. It's just sort of like, okay, it's just guitar and a backing track. But
yeah,
we love that. This is my first Ed Sheeran concert. So what can I expect today? Are you like, what's your philosophy and approach? Because I'm always so intrigued by musical acts. Like, do you start out with a giant hit? Are you just going to hit him in the face right away?
Yeah.
Do you ease in? You got a few of them.
Well, I think that's the power of, especially like a show like tonight, because like F1 brings in so many different people, and the people at my show aren't necessarily going to know all my like album cuts, but they are going to know the songs that are on the radio.
So I think
you just play the hits. And I think that's what the thing that I love, like if I went to a Coldplay show and they didn't play Fix You, I'd feel robbed. So I just, in my mind, I think, remember, what are the songs that people, if they left, would feel robbed if I hadn't have played. So I just make sure I play them.
I'm not leaving. What are you looking forward to? Of course, we're at F1 and we'll get you out here momentarily here, but what are you looking forward to most this weekend? Third running of the Miami Grand Prix. So they've sort of settled into it a little bit, and maybe you're taking a more active approach this weekend.
I'm getting taken on a lap with George Russell, and he's putting me in the passenger seat. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, is a bit of G-force.
Don't eat before this.
Right.
We went on hot laps. Elle goes on one today. I went on one yesterday. 150 down the backstretch, and they break so hard, Ed, that just make sure the vocal cords are nice and cushioned.
Mate.
All right, it's going to be nuts.
Are you an adrenaline guy?
No.
No?
Not at all. No, I'm very much I drive at the speed limit or just below kind of guy.
Nice. Two hands on the wheel and everything.
Yeah, I like cars, but I'm not like, I wouldn't want to go 150 down a motorway.
Well, guess what? You're about to go 150.
Yeah.
We're getting the wrap here, but Elle, I just want to point out this book for
so
Ed.
This is completely self-aggrandizing, but I did just write a book, and I actually wrote it out to your daughters so that you could share them. It's about a mother and a daughter and the bond that they share, and I know undoubtedly
that bond
is really special and something that you enjoy watching.
And you've got thank you so much.
Of course.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, wow. No, definitely.
And you've got a five-year-old and a three-year-old.
I've got a five-year-old daughter and a three-year-old son. What's it like being a full girl dad?
I would say people say that the happiest families are families of four with two girls, and I would say that that is correct. Yeah.
I better get started.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. They're great. They get on really well. I mean, it's like, it used to be like 80% crazy, 20% calm,
sure,
and now it's about 50-50.
Yeah, you love that.
You know.
Just
you know.
Wait. Yeah, exactly. You look well rested, which is certainly something that I'm not. So.
I'm really not. I'm really not.
You hide it well. Ed Sheeran, thank you so much for taking some time. We'll see you tonight at the concert.
Thank you. Thanks for booking me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The man is fantastic.
Come on.
Also, such a like, I love such a low-key, low-maintenance superstar.
Yes.
Exactly what he was wearing on this very set.
Exactly.
Is what he was wearing at his concert.
10 hours later.
10 hours after the fact.
In between doing a hot lap.
Correct.
So he was hot. He was sweaty.
Yeah.
He had the adrenaline pumping. Yeah. I know that shirt wasn't dry.
Yeah.
But that's what he rolled up to on stage down there at the Hard Rock. They were gracious enough to have us. And that's the thing I told you and Omar about was like, Ed Sheeran is a musical genius, and the way he puts music together is, but he mixes the beat right there, and I know that you and Omar appreciate music and engineering and the way he was able to mix his beat and be his own backup singer. It's unlike anything I think anybody's doing.
You know that I am a music person.
Correct.
I love music, and I do love Ed Sheeran. I think his music's fantastic, but I did not have a full appreciation for the kind of performer that he is until I went to the concert. I'm giving you more flowers here. You did tell us it was going to be one of the coolest concerts you've been to.
This is the nicest she's ever been to me, and that's because I was like, you should be an F1 personnel.
Yeah, for real.
She's like, you know what? Sign off.
He brought me here, and I'm really happy that I'm listening to you finally, Gary. It took many years of our 10-year relationship.
Correct.
But I'm finally listening to you.
I'm breaking through.
But it really was just like such a cool experience. If you have a chance to go see Ed Sheeran live, like, you should definitely do it, because I had already planned my escape. I was like, I'm going to watch this guy for about 45 minutes. Get a couple songs in, get the t-shirt, take the picture for the gram, and I'm going to bounce because I'm hungry. I get hangry. I act like a wild bitch when I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was like, it's probably in our best interest that we leave.
Mm-hmm.
I was so enraptured by him that I stayed. I stayed the whole time and watched his performance, and it was truly incredible. Then on the opposite end of meeting your hero, meeting Ed Sheeran, him being the nicest guy on the earth, you had another not so savory encounter.
I was literally about to fight Captain America.
What?
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Is the biggest dickhead ran into in my life.
What happened? I don't care, man.
Okay, we're sitting on this stage. Okay, and me and Tom and Nicole and Sucha wanted to go play this football game right down the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're walking over there. And, like, I can spot Anthony Mackie from, like, 20 feet away, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's Anthony Mackie. Whatever. It wasn't a big deal. This is like a VIP sort of area. So it's no telling who you're going to see. We saw Tom Brady on the opposite side. So I pull out my phone, but to just, like, check my messages, check my time.
Yeah, you're always on your phone.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything. And immediately I pull out my phone, and we're about this far. I'm about this far from him, but I have to walk by him.
So this far would be about 5-6 feet.
Yeah. And I have to pull my phone out, and I have to walk by him to go to the game. He starts barking at me. No, 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 absolutely not, no. And all of us were like stunned. And we were like, what? He was like, no. And then he put on a mask and he goes, I'm not talking to you anymore. And I'm like, what was that about? I think he thought I was going to ask him for like a picture or something. And even if I was, damn. So I had my whole entire line. If I saw him again.
Right.
Because you know me, Elle, I don't get heated up over nothing.
Yeah.
I get along with everybody.
Sure.
But what I wanted to say to Anthony Mackie, if given the opportunity, I was going to
say it now. I'll be Anthony Mackie. All right. Let's do a little cosplay.
Be like, damn, Anthony Mackie, I just want you to know that stunt you pulled off back there, it was unnecessary. I wasn't trying to talk to you. I don't need to be up in your business. Know this. You might play a superhero in make-believe, but in real life, you're a dickhead. And walk off.
Wow.
Yes.
You were going to do that?
Yeah.
That's what you were going to do?
Yes.
Really?
Elle.
You stayed up last night thinking about it? Like,
yes.
What's my comeback for
him? We all went the night before to have a little post-work dinner, and I told P-Dub and I told Zuriel, I'm like, this is what I'm going to say if
I
see him.
Damn, I
haven't seen him yet, though. So
that's a bummer. I will also say this, though. He's historically like this. If you Google Anthony Mackie fan interaction, you're going to see all kinds of
legit
stories.
Legit, and I did Google as soon as that happened. I literally Googled, is Anthony Mackie an and the first three videos that popped up were a YouTube video and two Reddit chains. Why is Anthony Mackie the biggest asshole in Hollywood?
That's a strong word. Let's just say he protects his privacy. He doesn't really like people coming up to him. He wants to kind of have his speech.
He barked at me for no reason.
That was presumptuous. It was very presumptuous.
It's crazy.
I'm sorry that happened to you. The good news is there's been plenty of incredibly kind, wonderful stars.
That's the one flaw of the weekend.
That was the one downside. Uh-huh. But on top of Ed Sheeran, it feels like a little bit like a musical L. Duncan show from here in Miami, which is fitting because I love music so much.
Of course. Unreleased tracks, unreleased album.
Correct. And we were joined by maybe the unofficial, what's like a mayoress?
Correct.
I'm pretty sure females are just called mayors too.
Gloria Estefan probably has the official title of the Queen of Miami just because she came before her time. But if there's a new age one.
Then we definitely were joined by the Princess of Miami, who joined us on the stage. Fresh off of getting out of the car with Lewis Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen, we were joined by the one, the only, Camila Cabello. We're allowed to cuss, by the way.
First F-bomb, 3 seconds in.
Look who just made a pit stop. She's one of us.
One of us. Yeah, no, I could not speak if I couldn't swear.
Yeah, me too. I feel like we are best friends now. Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen, joining the L. Duncan Show.
In the building.
Here we are.
The Queen of Miami, a native-ish. I mean, you've been here since you were a little girl, so this is your hometown.
No, sure. Yeah. I've been here since I was 7 years old.
Yeah, so this is you. This is your city. This is
me.
Your town.
This is, I'm used to this heat. I'm used to the sweat beads rolling off my back at events where I don't want them to be rolling down my back.
Just sweaty for no reason.
Just like literally, just full on glamour plus sweat.
You take a shower, but like you never feel dry.
Ever.
No.
Afterward.
No. Endless shower. It's an endless hot shower.
You, of course, have a link with Formula One because we are using at ESPN your brand new song, I Love It. And by the way, we love it for all of the branding surrounding Formula One. How did you link up with F1? Or is it just because this is your city and we are embarking on it?
Well, yeah, I think a big part of it is like this is my city. And also my album, my music, like I love it, is very like I feel like fast cars are very CXOXO, which is like my album name. Uh-huh. It's very, this album is very sports adjacent. It's very, very like adrenaline filled. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm loving being sports adjacent. Also, I'm single, so I'm like, hey, guys.
I love it.
You open yourself up to an entire new pool.
No, it's so fun. And I truly, you know what? I was half joking about the single thing, but I love sports.
Really?
Yes.
What's your sport that you love?
Well, I grew up in a Latin household.
Perfect. Sure.
So soccer.
Right.
My dad actually used to play basketball when he was like in college or high school. And I said on an interview yesterday, I was like, my dad used to race cars, but I forgot to say he would do like the car races like illegally, like in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if I'm like,
which is like 99% of them really, like this is the legal one. Everything else is just street racing.
Right. He used to do that. So hell, I don't know. I think I have some of it like in my blood, not as like a talent, but I love being a part of watching it.
How about this? Like literally maybe as a sidekick adjacent, as you said, because you pulled up to the track today.
I pulled up.
With Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seven-time champion. And you said he didn't take it easy on you behind the wheel.
No. And I'm not like trying to like brag or anything, but he
could
did
do that
say.
On this show,
no,
though.
Whatever. Okay. I'm gonna do it.
Please.
He said that I was his best passenger.
Wow.
Because I didn't get scared and I screamed like I was on a roller coaster.
Oh, because he was ripping it.
No, he was ripping it. I was like, your insides must be just like inside out, upside down because he was going so fast. I was like, thank God I didn't have breakfast because my body. My cells were scared, but then my brain would be like, you're with Lewis. Like, you're totally...
You're in good hands. And you can relate, because, like, 20 minutes ago, you're just recovering from your hot lap.
I just did a hot lap. And
What is a hot lap? So this sounds sexy.
Correct. Exactly.
Well, first of all,
you have to be hot, all right? That's the first. That's not true.
100%.
So you're good there.
You're good.
Okay, no, we're all...
Yeah, I think
we're all, like, great. Yeah.
So a guy basically takes you out onto the actual track for one hot-ass lap.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and they drive you around as fast, not as fast, because these guys, like Lewis Hamilton's going to hit 200
miles per hour. What's crazy is we actually got off the track and I was like, Lewis, how fast were we going? He's like, I was like 150. He's like, no, like maybe like 100. And they go 200 miles per hour. I was like, That's insane. It's but anyway, nuts. Hot laps. Yeah. So can anybody do it?
Like, I mean, anybody like you can. Yes.
I really want my dad to do something like
hell
that.
Hell yeah.
They okay. Could probably
I feel like
that.
If anyone can make that happen, I feel that. Like Camila Cabello can make that happen. Thanks. We're going to hook that up for you. When it comes to major events yeah. in the city,
yeah.
like how does this rate? Because this is your first Formula One.
This is my first Formula One. I really feel like this is up there. This is up there. I mean, I love like, cause I feel like my life in Miami is so like, it's very chill that when I get to like do stuff like this, it's like another side of the city. You know sure. what I mean? But I feel like this is definitely like top three and it's not three. You know what I mean?
That's dope. I've never, ever heard anybody equal Miami and chill in the same sentence together.
I know. Like, cause people instance. Think I'm not like partying here all day. It's like very yeah. like
this
you
is
know
home. This is home
it's
for you.
Home yeah exactly
because we had Ed Sheeran on the program yesterday.
I know. I ran into him actually
and he was like, Miami man, you gotta buckle up, you gotta get ready when yeah. you're in Miami. It's
know.
A whole nother
I
world.
Know
so it's crazy to see that contrast, him being from you know the countryside
from
of
Langham.
England
yeah literally
and you of course being raised here so you know this place like the back of your hand. But what we also asked Ed, obviously we love musicians and we love chatting up with you guys, but you're like us in a sense of you have favorites. Like, Elle told Ed that he's my favorite artist, so if I were to listen to one person for the rest of my life, it was him.
Wow, that must have, like, been so... That's such a great thing.
Yeah, he was fangirling, really. Yeah. He wasn't playing it cool
and
at all.
You said Stevie Wonder.
If you could listen to one artist and everything
oh,
that they've
me,
ever
and
done,
we're
yes.
asking you.
One
Woo!
Artist, that
Put
is hard. And everything they've ever Put been on, that can be a feature, anything that they have been on for the rest of your life, just one. I chose Stevie Wonder...
What did you mean by the feature one? The feature
like they
question?
Could like anything they've been featured on too. So it can either be their song or just someone else's
right,
song
right,
that
right.
they jumped
dead
on,
or
right?
Alive?
Dead or Alive?
Ooh, that's
one.
Hard.
That's a good question.
Wait, that's so hard.
It's yeah. a good icebreaker too.
One.
Oof. Okay. I think I'm gonna go with like. This is really hard.
Exactly. It's really difficult.
I honestly would say like Drake.
Drake is honestly, I answered that many times as
Correct.
Well because the discography is so deep.
I know that's like, it's a hot topic right now, but why?
What do you mean?
But honestly, like, because you were saying, like, just like all catalogs, like,
Correct.
I feel like I never really get tired of listening to his music. He has so
sure.
many bangers.
Correct.
So, I don't know.
He crosses so many different platforms. I love that you did mention Drake. Obviously, we know that. Diss tracks are a thing right now. Camila, what's something that you're beefing with right now?
Wow, great segue.
I like that. Like,
give her another hot laugh.
What's something that you're...
My God.
Because
I'm beefing with right now?
Because I'm going to be honest with you. I love Miami and I respect it. But sis,
I know
I'm beefing with the
say.
Humidity.
No,
I'm beefing.
I was going to say. Okay. I'm beefing with like...
She's
just,
beefing. She's ready. Hey, yo, she's ready. Yeah,
no,
she's ready.
No. This beef... I just... won this yeah. beef right now. No, you
Get
know
off
I,
me.
I love thank you Ferrari for my jacket. No, I think I'm beefing with just like wearing makeup in hot weather. I didn't really cuz I don't really I'm not really like doing events and stuff at home like that much. Like I'm mostly just chilling, living my life. So just wearing like the foundation and
yeah.
I'm just like, this is not the vibe.
Yeah.
It makes me feel claustrophobic in a weird way.
Right. It's
just, so can, I'm beefing with that. I'm beefing with protein bars.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We have
like
a list.
Like
we have a list. Hell yeah.
It's just like not, it's not a meal, but like it's supposed to feel like one.
Like
it's
what?
It's just like a depression meal.
Yeah.
No free ads or anything, but like maybe are you not choosing the right protein bar?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I'm choosing like probably the healthiest one and it tastes
yeah.
like.
Oh, yeah.
Chalk.
Butt crack.
Let
yeah.
me ask you this. Wouldn't want to know what that tastes like. Okay, so
right.
Elle said that she's beefing with humidity, but here's the thing. Help me out. She's from Atlanta. She should be
it's
fully
true.
Aware
Miami's
of this.
Different.
Thank you.
For
Camila,
real?
Camila, he keeps saying that. I'm like, no, there's nothing
but
like
what
Miami
I
humidity.
Heard, what Lewis was telling me too, is like, apparently, even Miami heat is different than when they do this in Malaysia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yo,
like
yo, it's like
I'm
walking
like,
through a
no,
pool.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's like walking through a pool. So you said your new
you guys
album.
You are so much fun, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey,
you're
stay,
fun.
Hey, stay
I
as long
you're
as
you're just like a fit. Yeah, please just
no,
stay as long
I,
as you
I
can.
Really like this.
Stay as long as you want.
Okay.
And I love that you're going sports adjacent here with
I'm
the
totally
music.
I'm totally going sports adjacent.
And this is your first F1 race, and obviously you're hooked. You're gonna go. I'm not scheduling your year, but we got Austin in October, we got Vegas in November. But what other sports would you want to dabble in a little bit?
My sports adjacency, I feel like, is going to basketball because I love basketball.
Correct.
And I've loved soccer since forever. Football, I don't understand what's going on. I watched the Super Bowl. I was like, Dad, please explain it to me. He did. I don't get it. I don't understand the point system, the 10 and the thing. And then, like, the I don't even know the terms. It's really a lot. I didn't, like, really grow up with it. So, I don't know. It might be too late. But basketball, soccer have always been there. This, loving it.
Yeah.
Because I learned how to drive not too long, like, maybe, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you're judging right now. It's fine.
I'm not.
Okay.
What kind of, hey, what was your first car?
A little Tessie.
Okay.
Oh, a Tessie.
I love my Dodge Avenger.
Come on.
But I really do, like, driving really, like, de-stresses me. I love driving. And I think it's different getting exposed to a sport, not through the TV, but, like, in a real life thing like this. Like, I feel like it's, like, made me get the bug in a different way than if I would have just, like, seen it on TV.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you've got to experience it.
I really think it's those three for now. I have tried tennis.
Oh,
I've tried my hand.
That's frustrating.
Not even being adjacent. I've tried paddleball and tennis. It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
Super frustrating.
I don't feel like I have the hand-eye coordination for it. Mm-hmm. I have more foot-to-eye coordination.
Okay. So soccer.
I'm okay at soccer, I will say. I'm pretty nice at soccer.
I believe you're, it. Messi right down the way.
But you're also more than okay at singing. I mean, we don't want to take you out of your lane because you are phenomenal at what you do.
You've got the new album.
Can you please keep doing that, Camila? You've got the new album coming out. Like, what should we, how different is this from everything else that you've put out?
You know, it's funny because I was at the Ferrari, like, station or whatever, and they were playing I Love It, and they would play the rest of my music, which just now, it just, like, sounds so different than I Love It and the direction that my album has taken.
Yeah.
It's different. I mean, I think, like, the one through line in all of my music is that I've always been writing, but I think as far as, like, sonically, the vibe, it's very, I mean, we can swear on here, but it's, like, it's very kind.
Love that. Oh, yes.
Vibe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I love that being a verb.
Yeah, cool. It is. It's just, like, hot. It's like a whole
I know. Some
I won't say that. But.
Some older men have a hard time, like, accepting
it.
I'm like, no, guys, it's, like,
it's
not.
Positive.
It's a positive. Yeah. It's, like, you don't have to feel, like, weird about it. Like,
it is.
Cool.
No, it's, like, it's, like.
Girl. Yeah, it's like a compliment. Like, I actually had a friend during, when I was on TV recently, that was like, girl, you are looking so cool. I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. I think it originated in, like, the gay community.
Sure.
And, like, now.
We co-op it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, you know, it's very, like, kind of sassy.
Yes.
I'm going to let y'all have that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
That's fine. You should lay out here.
I won't say it.
No,
and
yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
And we're definitely getting the wrap here. We want you to go and enjoy and explore and do your thing. Maybe we can get you on a hot lap real fast. But I do want to ask you this, Camila, because I think what's so interesting with you, I literally have been watching you since the Fifth Harmony days, since the X Factor, to watch your growth. And now my daughter, who's 5, gets to enjoy you because, of course, you're Viva from Trolls. And I told her I got to meet you.
I love that.
I told her I was meeting Viva, and she was like, oh, my God, have her sing the songs for you.
That's so cute.
It's amazing.
I love that.
So when you think about just your range and what's important, like, are you specifically like, all right, I'm going to give something for my fans that have rode with me, and I'm going to do something that's sexy and whatever, and also something for the kids? Like, how are you sort of picking your projects?
It's hard. It's something that I feel like you have to be smart about managing because, you know, we're all, like, whole and complex humans. There's so many different sides to us. Like, last night I was like, I'm going to watch Ratatouille. I'm so exhausted and overworked.
That's a good movie. No, that's a
good
movie.
I can't handle Breaking Bad right now. Yeah. I can't handle, like, you know, I need to watch Ratatouille. And then there's the part of me that, you know, right now I'm like, I can't go 10 seconds without swearing.
Yeah.
So I think it's
one of us.
Ding, ding. So I think it is about being like, what kind of parts of me do I want to tap into at this certain time? Because I think, like, you know, with people, you want it to feel kind of like they can process one side of you maybe at a time. But I'm lucky in the fact that I feel like most things that I've done, if not everything, have felt really authentic to, you know, me and where I am at that time, and have felt really fun at that time.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for spending so much time with us. You're kind of our favorite.
Yes.
Like, you topped Ed Sheeran as our favorite, at least for me.
I love Ed Sheeran.
And
so
he's a
much.
Great guy. He's fantastic. And still, you've lapped him.
Amazing.
If we're stealing from Formula One, you have lapped him. Camila Cabello,
thank you so much. I love the sports lingo. It's
great. It's great. We're going to
thank you so much.
Can't wait for the new album. Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Come join us anytime.
Yay.
We'll see you in Monaco.
Yes!
That's right.
Manifest it.
Elle's paying.
I mean, Camila Cabello, a one of one. Really fun.
Mad cool.
Love it.
I'm going to keep that as a verb, though.
You're going to?
And I'm not going to be using it.
Don't ever use it.
But I understand now that it has two different meanings.
It does have two meanings. Okay. Yeah. So and if someone's calling you that in a negative way, you can just in your mind be like, you think I'm sexy. You think I'm a vibe.
Boom. And if it's with a Y, I know that's a compliment.
Then you already
They're
know.
Like, damn, Gary, you really, And I'm like, I appreciate that. My close personal friend, Camila Cabello and Elle Duncan.
Yeah.
They put me on game.
They did. I do consider us now friends with Camila because
she said so.
She said so. She said we were homies and besties. And every time you have a great moment like that, where you get to talk with Ed Sheeran, where you get to talk with Camila Cabello, they're sitting on your set. I mean, this literally says the Elle Duncan show. Shout out to everybody that made this happen from ESPN, by the way. Just
correct.
Love you guys so much. Rachel Epstein from ESPN Marketing. Just amazing. And we're so appreciative. But there's always a moment where you get humbled as
Yeah.
And that moment came yesterday.
Whole weekend.
We're hanging out in this area called the Paddock Club.
That's right.
You have to have a special pass to go there. Mm-hmm. It's three levels, luxury food. I mean, prime rib, whatever you want, everywhere, free. The food, the drinks, the vibes. They've got special branded scented candles.
Correct.
They're doing permanent jewelry.
It's $50,000 to sit up there.
Correct. It's 50 grand
for
to sit
a
up
day
there.
Pass.
All right. So I somehow get a pass up there, hanging out up there. With a couple of people we work with and my husband, Omar, and this lady comes
as
over
guests.
To us.
We
as
didn't pay
guests.
For that. We didn't pay for that.
We
they were
pay.
Like, we were media.
Yeah,
we were
media,
members of
yes,
the media.
Correct.
We were the members of the media.
Yeah, they said we were allowed
correct,
to be there.
Correct,
that's
correct.
All. It wasn't like welcome. It was more like, you yeah. can be in this
Y'all
area.
Y'all can slide through, but here's where you can leave.
Right. We did not realize that every single table in this area was a specific company. So, of course, we grab a couple of plates and a drink, and we just sit our happy ass down. We're chatting. We're having a great time. Over walks this woman named Chloe
mm-hmm.
with this beautiful British accent.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I wanted to tell you we've got a wonderful opportunity for eight of you to go and stand on the track and do a photo opportunity. And we were like, oh, that's so cool,
sounds
right?
Sick.
Like, that sounds awesome. She's like, that's perfect. We'll have all of you come down. And we were like, well, can we bring our camera? She's like, absolutely. Let me just make sure. It's going to be great. This is very exclusive for our VIP guests. And we're like, man, we are so VIP.
Straight
We've
up.
We've got every pass. We're going, we're hanging out everywhere. Like,
must be listeners to the pod.
Correct. Big fans. Like, they
obviously.
Knew we were here. They singled us out.
Boom.
They're like, there's Elle Duncan. Let's bring her.
Straight up.
For this exclusive experience.
I mean, but low key, Saquon Barkley and Jarvis Landry did do that to you. So let's chill. Let's chill a little bit.
So. She's like, all I need for you to do is sign these waivers because it's dangerous but uh-huh. so cool, and then we'll take you on down, and great. I text Gary. I'm like, hey, we're going to get this cool VIP thing. Where are you? Let's go. Let's meet up. Well, as we start to walk to go do this experience, the lady starts asking more questions. And eventually the lady goes, I'm sorry, you are with crypto.com, correct? You're the crypto, because you were sitting at the crypto table.
Oh.
And we were like, no, we are with ESPN, your broadcasting partner,
straight
though.
Up.
Isn't that a pretty big deal? And she literally goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. There was confusion. This is not an opportunity for you. This is an opportunity for the folks at crypto.com. I'm so sorry, Minion. You don't have the ability to come and look at this. But thank you so much for your understanding.
I feel
and
like Minion was an ad lib from
yeah,
you. I hope
correct.
That the nice British lady.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I have a little bit of Sheba. Does that yeah. count? Hide the money, y'all. We got poor people in the building.
Literally.
These ESPN people.
Right.
You have to have a crypto wallet in order to actually get on.
Correct. I was like, what's next? NFT table? We should have sat there.
Nah, they had their run, but they don't got it. They don't got it. For,
yeah, so
for
just
event.
As quickly as your ego is inflated,
correct.
It is deflated when some lady is like, you are not important enough to come do this very cool experience. We're going to leave you standing here in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's like... billionaires
yeah.
just like everywhere.
Everywhere.
You, everywhere
rolling
you look,
around.
It's kind of wild.
It is very wild.
Yeah.
I will say this because we're going to wrap here in a second, but I did love, because we talked about how there's just like so many intersections,
correct.
Fashion and luxury and this and that and whatnot.
And
a lot
sports.
Of champagne.
And,
oh yeah, and sports.
By the way, this is a sporting event.
And some sports. But I am a makeup girly. Shout out to all the cosmetology queens.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Charlotte Tilbury. And we had an opportunity to talk with the great Charlotte Tilbury. All of my makeup girlies know who she is. Airbrush Flawless Filter Powder.
Knew mwah. That. Setting spray. Don't get me started.
Hello. Because she is heavily involved in the F1 Academy,
uh-huh.
which is a sort of a training circuit
sure.
of all female racers who are trying to break into the Formula One circuit. And she has a car, the Charlotte Tilbury car. So we had a chance to chat with her in front of the car.
Sick.
And it was like my two worlds colliding. Listen. this is like a dream come true. It's a combination of my two favorite things in the world, sports and makeup. And I am joined by the one and only Charlotte Tilbury, whose makeup I use. And I'm definitely asking her if she can powder up my greasy face right now. Can you hook me up, Charlotte?
Darling, you have got it. I am going to get my gorgeous airbrush flawless, flawless powder while we're here. There we go. Look at this.
Yes. What's the tip to just putting powder on top of sweat? Is just keep going?
No, this one, airbrush flawless, flawless, all you need, darling. We just set it straight away.
Yes.
And my airbrush setting spray. That's amazing.
Which we also have.
That locks in your makeup for 16 hours.
We've got the flawless foundation.
The flawless, flawless. Look at that, darling. Fabulous.
Am I TV ready now, Charlotte?
You are gorgeous TV ready, darling. Look at that. Airbrush, flawless, flawless.
We love. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So, Charlotte, I'm so excited to talk to you because I joked that this is a combination of my two favorite things, makeup and, of course, sports. And I'm interested in how you got involved with F1 Academy and decided that you wanted to be involved in Formula One.
Well, I have to say, Susie Wolf, who is such a pioneer. I think she's amazing what she is doing to support and disrupt and champion women in sport. And for me, that's the purpose of my brand. My whole brand is about confidence, about daring to dream it, daring to believe it, daring to do it, pursuing your biggest, boldest dreams. And that's what these women are doing here at the F1 Academy. So for me, not only was it about championing women in sport, which is incredible. And if you think about it, 40% viewership of F1, but only yet more women have like circumnavigated the earth than actually kind of driven an F1 car. So for me, it's incredible what these women are doing, and to be part of that and to be the first female founder, to be the first beauty brand to do it, is honestly such an honor. I feel so privileged and amazing, and it's what I love to do. I love to disrupt, I love to innovate, I love to create. And if you think about this sport, it's about technological advances. There's a lot of technological advances in what I do with my brand. It's about giving people confidence, shining a light on the fact that actually we should, you know, there should be more women in this sport. And it's about, you know, inclusivity, disruption, innovation. So there's a lot of synergies between me and Formula One.
I love that you mentioned that about the female viewership, because I was actually shocked to find that out myself. It's incredible. And I'm just wondering, in a perfect world, ideally, how would you like to sort of take the makeup and cosmetic community and bring them into the sport?
Well, I have to say, here, what's been so amazing is that, you know, the girls, all they do their routine, or the skincare routine right before they get the race, or their kind of skin, they use my SPF, my Flawless Poreless SPF, because of course you have to use that while you're here. My settings, you know, my kind of magic hydrator mist, because it gets so dehydrated here in Miami. And I have to say, all of the F1 drivers, all of their wives and girlfriends love my brand. So there's been a lot of, like, last night we had a dinner for a lot of them and a lot of influencers. So there's a lot of swag bags going around in Charlotte Tilbury, and a lot of joy and a lot of love here at Miami.
And of course, the car does have to come out, so we're going to have to wrap this up. But when you take a look at the Charlotte Tilbury car, I mean, how impressed are you, and how much oversight did you have in the design?
Darling, I am do everything within an inch of its life, the design. I designed this, obviously, with them, but I placed where every single hot lips went. But I just think it's the most coolest car I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And make up your destiny, right? So, like, if you think about it, this is what this car is about. Make up your destiny. We can follow our dreams. Women can do it. Women are fearless. Women are powerless. And this is amazing.
And you maybe have one of, like, the drivers with the coolest names, Lola Lovin' Foster.
Lola Lovin' Foster. I mean, I am so lucky. I have such a privilege and knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charlotte, for spending some time with us. And good luck. And thank you for your contributions to F1 Academy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's amazing.
So shout out to Charlotte Tilbury for... I, like, literally have the Charlotte Tilbury powdering my face with Charlotte Tilbury palette. It
was
just, like, incredible. It was so meta. Who would you say is the biggest celebrity that you saw here during this weekend?
Gary? I mean, golly, Tom Brady, day one, I pulled up. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes,
sure,
he's here.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Kevin Durant walked right by us.
We did see Kevin Durant, uh-huh, and Rich Kleiman, you know, the boardroom brass.
Yeah.
They were all here. I mean, we've probably forgetting more names than remembering, because it has just been left and right, left and right. T-Swizzy, I'm actually excited that my guy Jet is here from TikTok. Jet and Pookie.
I don't know what any of that means.
Pookie is looking absolutely fire tonight. You know what that
is.
Oh,
that guy.
Yeah, he's okay. Here. Yeah,
all
he's
right,
here.
Cool. So would not be able to spot him in a lineup.
Trying to make some content with my guy. I'm trying to make some content from my with my guy Jet. But yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. I will say Jarvis Landry saying that he was a fan of mine was pretty cool.
Yeah,
appreciate you. I'm going to rub that into Kevin Negandhi's face a little bit. He's going to be like, what the?
Oh, yeah.
And we saw Saquon Barkley, and that was really cool as well.
Yep.
So overall, just like a crazy successful 4 days.
Yep.
Now I'm a motorsports girl, and
correct.
I just would like, and by I'm a motorsports girl, I mean I'm a hospitality suite at the Motorsports Girl.
Correct.
So like, anytime you need me to like hold down the champagne tent in an air-conditioned environment,
sure.
holler at your girl. I can give you all the expert analysis on which one had the best snacks.
Yep.
Which stand had the best popcorn.
Yes.
I don't want your acai bowl, ma'am. There's a much better one 3 paces down. Like, I'm here for that.
And next opportunity for you.
Uh-huh.
See you in Austin.
Okay.
Where you're going to for sure need some AC.
I'm going to definitely want all of that. So thank you for showing us around.
Hell yeah.
Leading the way. We're in
your territory.
She's
a convert.
I'm a convert. F1 all the way. Like I said, it's F1 and FU if you're not F1.
That was a bar.